This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Middle of a good meal. I hope so. Maybe you're in the middle of a good trip. Maybe you're in the middle of leaving your home and going to work, or maybe you're going to the shop, or maybe you're taking your children to school, because, yeah, school's in session already in many places all around the country, crazy as it seems. But imagine in these areas, the Southwest, for example, although most of the schools there, I think, have air conditioning in them. But think about places that don't. Oof, and the kids are in school, unga bunga. Yeah. All right. Did I say it was 7 past the hour already? I think I didn't say it was the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jay Kirshner is here. We all trust that what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're working at is part of the overall presentation. Trusting in the voices, trusting in the thoughts. Do you believe what we're saying? Do you believe what we have on our minds and share with you? I find that in terms of the media in general, and then the news media, there's the entertainment media. It really bothers me when people say, and I've said this, I used to say this to Jennifer Horn all the time, she would refer to the news media as the media. It's not. The media is a vast, they used to call it the fifth estate and the fourth estate and the third estate, but the media is a conglomeration of all kinds of things, some of which are meant to entertain you, some are meant to give you information. Information and news sometimes are two different things. But we haven't, because we've fallen off the wheel in educating people. I remember studying the news when I was in high school and also in college. What's in the news? How do you know what's there? How do you write? When I was in college, when I was taking journalism courses, how do you write a good story? Where do you go for the facts? And how do you isolate the facts from opinion? That was something
which is very difficult nowadays, it seems.
It's impossible practically.
You have to read multiple news sources on the same topic just to really get the meat of the story.
And then how do you even know? So you listen to us. Maybe you have some thoughts based on other things you've heard. You can always share them with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. You can hear the program either, well, you can listen to the whole program or the podcast at gooddayshow.com. And now you can call us with your thoughts that we'll share on the air, 855-999-DOUG. It's our new call-in line. That's the opinion line, I suppose, your thought line, 855-999-3684. Lots of things to talk about with regard to Florida this week. A court has ruled, Jay, that a 16-year-old is not mature enough to get an abortion. 16-year-old in Florida trying to get the court to give a waiver to terminate her pregnancy. She was denied that right with the court ruling she's not mature enough to get an abortion. Obviously, there's no name attached to this young lady.
No, because she's underage, so she's known as Jane Doe 22-B.
Did she go on her own, or did somebody, parent, guardian, bring her to court?
She does have a legal guardian, and she's almost 17 years old. She has no parents. She is part of a program that assists young women who have experienced trauma in their lives, provides educational support, counseling. She's in the works to get her GED.
So how did she get pregnant if she's not? Is there nobody guiding her as to who she ought to be hanging around with? I guess at that age, though, you're getting very sexually active. And who knows what goes on with the juices. We all remember what we were like as teenagers, I guess. I may be naive to think that there's lots of this activity going on with youngsters this age and younger. Mm-hmm. So then you get pregnant, and what do you do? That's the question here, really, right? According to the state of Florida, you can't have an abortion. There's no health.
She's underage, so she would have to have a parent or legal guardian sign off on this. And what she was doing was trying to get approval from the court for her, for her to sign off on it herself, basically.
Yeah.
And at one point, I guess she had said that she was planning on raising the child, but then she changed her mind, felt that she was not emotionally or physically or financially able to be responsible for raising a child. And she had a lot of valid concerns. And what the court is saying, that she can come back and appeal it. And right now she's 10 weeks pregnant. So it's not like she has a lot of time to really wait around to see if she, quote-unquote, matures a little bit more, changes her mind. But they just say that what the court is saying is that she's not mature enough to truly understand the repercussions and everything involved, and that's why they're just asking her to wait. And they've even said...
Is this a male judge or a female judge?
We can ask Google and find that. But they did say that if the guardian signs off on this, then you don't have to worry about it. And apparently the guardian said they're fine, they just haven't signed off, so...
Fine with having an abortion?
With her making her choice, yeah.
So what would happen if she brought the baby to term and put it up for adoption?
Exactly. Adoption is an option.
Yeah.
Think about this. What would she do financially for everything with the pregnancy and the labor charges? Because that's not free.
She's still in school? High school? She's
getting her GED.
Yeah, okay. So that would assume that she, or presume, that she had a job. She was working, right? If she's not going to school, she got the baby, that she doesn't have the financial resources. Be interesting to know a lot more about this youngster in terms of how she grew up, what her parental situation was like, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. What sort of guidance did she have, if any?
Well, and to answer your previous question, the circuit court judge is a female.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Who denied the waiver, yeah.
All right, let's see here. More reasons to stay away from Florida. Here's this guy who kills his girlfriend while he's trying to shoot the victim's ex-boyfriend. You want to figure that out on a chessboard? I'll do this. I'll say it again. This guy kills his girlfriend while he's trying to kill her ex-boyfriend. So now he's charged with murder. Right? Chad Keene, 37, arrested this week in Daytona Beach.
There was an argument outside a gas station, and it turned violent, and he went to shoot the ex-boyfriend. The current boyfriend went to shoot the ex-boyfriend and ended up getting his current girlfriend.
What's he doing with a gun?
This is one of those things.
How does this solve? Yeah, it'll solve all our problems. We're going to shoot whoever it is that we don't like or we don't agree with. That's
yeah,
where it's
there
going.
Are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that should not have guns. If you have that short of a temper, or for lack of a better word, not pun intended, but a trigger temper, you should not have access to a gun. But also look at times where somebody a mass shooting or a potential mass shooting is stopped because of a law-abiding gun-carrying citizen who intervenes. But also, what if people are law-abiding gun-carrying citizens who try to intervene in a situation, but they don't have enough knowledge of the gun, and they try to take out the potential shooter and end up getting a bystander? There's so much to think
Carly
about.
Carly Elliott
so
was her name.
Ways.
She was boyfriends with Chad Keene. And then the ex-boyfriend shows up. He's at the 7-Eleven that they're at, however that goes. And he's on the phone with side. And this is like one of those crazy things that would ought to be a television show about. And so I don't see the identification here of the ex-boyfriend. I see some names, but I don't see the name of the guy. Not that it's important, actually, to the story. Those of you listening on the Space Coast, I'm sure you've heard the story already. It's a local news story. But just think about it. Think about the circumstances. You're in a 7-Eleven. You're getting gas. And this guy drives in who used to date the girl that you're with. So he loses it. And then you lose it. And then she's dead. She's the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Ay. Okay, what else in Florida? Two people have contracted bacterial infections eating raw oysters, and today they are dead. Restaurant owner died of bacterial infection after eating raw oysters. I'm sorry, not the operator, the customers. In Pensacola, oysters from Louisiana. Wow.
Yeah, right?
Look at this, huh? Over the course of 60 years, the owner said, we've served a couple of billion oysters, never had anybody get sick. Welcome to 2022. You don't even, it says they are Louisiana oysters, but you don't know that for sure. They could have come from any place. Could have come from Panama. They could have come off the coast of Peru. You don't know where these came from. You know, because we can bring food in from anywhere. Could be off the coast of China, for all you know. Who knows? The reason that they died is because the bacteria grew in them because they were sitting around too long, excuse me, without being refrigerated. That's why these things happen.
All the warmer temperatures.
Yeah.
Water is warmer in areas.
Yep. Florida Department of Health says 26 people have become infected with this bacteria. Six of them had died so far this year after eating raw shellfish like these oysters. 10 people died out of 34 people sickened last year. So I'm getting the, I'll bet you I'm right on this. I'm betting these are imported oysters coming from who knows where. They've been they've been traveling. And so that's what happens. You don't know where food comes from. Man, this country and the food stuff, we. 10-year-old boy in Florida lost his leg. Shark attack. Welcome to Florida. Let's have a nice vacation. Swimming, I shouldn't laugh about this, but swimming with the sharks. So this kid's name, Jameson Reeder, came from North Carolina. He went out snorkeling with his family at Lou Key Reef, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the leg comes off below the knee.
Oh, thank goodness.
Shark decides he wants that for breakfast.
He's going to be okay. They were able to get him onto a boat and get a tourniquet going.
Yeah. But he doesn't have his leg anymore.
Lost his leg, not his life.
Yeah. Right, that's the headline, right? Boy loses leg, not life, to shark. 18 past the hour, you're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you old stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Sugar, as you well know, adds calories to your diet. They're empty calories. There's no nutrition in sugar. It's just calories. There's no vitamins. Now, I'm talking about processed sugar. If you chew on a piece of sugar cane, that's different. There's minerals in there. There's vitamins in there. There's enzymes in there. Most of our sugar is in our drinks. It's in our food. It's something we put on our morning cereal or in our coffee.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour, time for us to visit social media, the trending stories, the gossip, Doug's dirt, and the latest on Ann Hesh's, Hesh.
Why is it now, it's like, how do you pronounce this thing that we've always pronounced properly, and all of a sudden it's like...
Now we're not pronouncing it, yeah, exactly. Ann Hesh, I believe that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Hesh.
Okay, so the coroner has determined that she officially died in an accident. Okay. Now, I was going to ask, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas with Jay and I in our satellite studios. Jay's in Cleveland. I'm outside Boston. So oftentimes when we're having conversations about what's next, I would say to James or his counterparts, how about we get the audio? And I was thinking of maybe airing the 911 call. And then I thought, nah, right, it's not going to, what is that going to add to it? The neighbor who called, seeing Ann Hesh in her car crashing through that home, that the folks in the city have released this, but it's basically because TMZ said, can we have the audio? We want to have the audio.
Yeah, well, like, what's the purpose? We already know so much about
She's dead. That's and not going to change.
So tragically, and fortunately, one good thing to come out of this is that she was an organ donor, and so her death did save another life. And the coroner, the medical examiner coroner, is saying that her cause of death has been revealed, and it's inhalation of smoke and thermal injuries. Like,
but the car she was, I've had Mini Coopers in my family. My daughter had a couple. My former wife had a couple of them. They're cute little cars, but they don't have a lot of substance to them. So in this circumstance, when she crashed into the house, it basically broke her back. The sternal fracture.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then your chest strikes the steering wheel, even though the what do they call it, the airbag comes out. That in itself can be really, those things, boom, they come out, they almost explode in your face. So anyway, car burned up, the house burned up.
And a reminder, she was stuck in this car, in a burning car, inside a burning house for over an hour while waiting to be removed for it. Rescuers couldn't took a minute, and people who were the neighbors that were bystanders that were trying to get to her and trying to get her out couldn't.
Yeah. So where were the police? Why did it take them an hour to get there in the fire department? It's usually,
It took them an hour to get there. It took them an hour to get... She was in there for over an hour before she was finally able to be freed. They had a lot of work to do.
Put yourself in that position if you can, which is probably a hard thing to do. But there, you don't want to be in that position. Kind of reminds me, you think about the things that go on in cars... There's a new thing floating around about Princess Di and what happened to her in that car. She apparently, a couple of years before the accident, predicted that she'd die in a car crash. Mm. And I know my friend Uri Geller, who consulted with her, used to talk to him all the time, and they talked about this. I forget that Uri told me this. She's very sensitive, maybe I put it that way. Lots of premonitions, and this was one of them. And so what happened. I'm amazing. Isn't it amazing what power we really have? And oftentimes we don't tap into it. Mm-hmm. And so an interesting revelation. 28 after the hour here.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rudy Giuliani said Wednesday that he had satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in Atlanta, Georgia, after President Trump called out election irregularities in the Peach State. Abortions in North Carolina are no longer legal after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions for urgent medical emergencies. U.S. District Judge William Osteen ruled Wednesday. With the Biden administration open border policy adding millions and millions of people to America's fragile power grid, California has urged residents to cut power use as a heat wave settles over the state and stretches power supplies to a breaking point. Temperatures in the Golden State are forecast to climb to well above 100 degrees Fahrenheit during the afternoon. State employment and unemployment numbers will be released tomorrow by the government. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Constitution, through the Fourth Amendment, protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort says bad people are running the country right now.
I always lived by the law books, what the law books taught me, which was that the system was fair, the scales of the justice were balanced, and everybody was treated the same, regardless of any issue. I was wrong. This deep state was very frightened of Donald Trump, and they did everything they could to try and destroy him. And people like myself and Roger were means to that end, where they came after us to try and get us to capitulate and give them Donald Trump, which neither of us would do because it wasn't true.
If you've been trying to buy a car, you know how expensive they have become.
The average car loan is climbing to a record high of $702 a month. That's the first time the average ever topped $700, according to New Edmunds data. The senior manager of insights for the online car resource calling it inevitable, considering how much people are financing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
from
it.
The Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your genome. The students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff.
It is.
Right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Doug Steffens' Good Day. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along shortly. It's 34 after the hour. A little good news for you. There is a very proud mom who wanted to celebrate her doctor daughter. That's right, her daughter graduated with an amazing, amazing PsyD from Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine at the end of July, and the mom wanted to celebrate her by getting a billboard. She got one of those digital billboards and celebrated her daughter's accomplishments. She knew somebody in the area who had just opened a bakery who did the same thing to promote their business. So she contacted the bakery. and asked them who she could contact to celebrate her daughter, Dr. Christine S. Smalls, a.k.a. known to her family as Dr. Smiles. And the billboard's really cute, and to surprise her daughter, she said that she wanted to meet up with her for friends at this local bar, and then was like, hey, I parked a little bit over here, and we need to just walk over to where my car is. And so Christine was like, okay, really not thinking anything of it. And then noticed that a lot of her friends and family and neighbors were all just standing there. And she looks up and she's still kind of confused, sees that billboard, the digital billboard, transitions from the previous one to hers. And it was just all smiles, kind of going back to why she has her nickname, Dr. Smiles.
Dr. Smiles. That's cool. I like that. Those
Isn't
great
that
stories.
Really sweet?
Very sweet. Yep,
and
yep,
Doug,
yep.
I know you know what that's like, being a proud parent of two incredible children, successful children, kind children, smart, intelligent, funny.
Yep, I do. Thank you. And so is your father and mother. It's
Aww,
good.
Thanks.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. By the way, we haven't celebrated yet. This is National Roller Coaster Week at any amusement park. This, certainly, the roller coaster has the highest wow factor. Do you like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters, but I can't do ones that have, like, the two loop-de-loops or more. I can do one little loop, one upside-down loop or whatever. But the back-to-back loops, they kind of wreck me. My equilibrium is not what it once was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a danger here. I didn't realize that roller coasters went back to the 1500s. Did you know the first roller coaster was made in Russia? Russian roller coasters made of wood.
It was ice?
Yeah, it was ice. Yeah.
Yeah,
people slid down on ice and hurt themselves, obviously, a lot in the process. So fast forward to the 1700s, where wheels on carts made the difference in Russia. The early roller coasters were a big hit, and then they added wheels, and they have people in carts so they could continue to ride not only during the winter and the ice, but summertime as well. And then the golden age of roller coasters in the 20th century, actually before around World War I and through the Great Depression, roller coasters rose in popularity. Because the innovation, like the loop you're talking about, was the first time. I haven't got the stomach for that. And I know if I tried, I did one. The Santa Monica Pier has a roller coaster on it.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once. Never. It's like being in a on the, what do you call it? The circuit, the Ferris wheel.
I'm not a big fan of Ferris wheels.
Mm-mm.
I love roller coasters, not so much the Ferris wheels. But also, I grew up right near Cedar Point, America's Roller Coaster.
Oh, my God, yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. I was born and raised on roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. Cedar Point. I remember when I went to school, as you know, west of there, in Tiffin, and we used to go up to Cedar Point. That was the way. That was the place to escape to. Go to Cedar Point and bring a date, and you could be lost for the whole weekend up there. But even though college kids were the older one, the mainstay of Cedar Point were, youngsters, 8, 9, 10 years old. How old were you the first time you went to Cedar Point?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember. And when I was little, I wasn't a fan of roller coasters. I was probably a freshman in high school or eighth grade, maybe, when I went on my first roller coaster. But it's fun for everybody because you have all these different things. Growing up, the kid area was Berenstain Bears themed. Now it's Snoopy.
Yeah.
But it's right off Lake Erie. It's pretty. It's a gorgeous drive getting there.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are five crazy roller coasters, and if you like fear, you'll love these. There's one in Vaughan, Ontario, the Yukon Striker. You dangle upside down for 3 seconds. Gotta be nuts, right? And you go down into a tunnel, 245-foot drop, whoomph. And let's see here, then the Cedar Point is on the top five. Let's see. In New Jersey, the Kingda Ka roller coaster goes upwards like the other one we were talking about in Canada goes down. Imagine being upside down. I can't. Six Flags. Don't they have, they have roller coasters at Six Flags, too,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Most of
mm-hmm.
Six Flags? Yeah. All right. Well, it's not my cup of tea, but a lot of people like it, so there you go. It's time for us to get the news from the World Little League Championships, and the news is not all good. A 12-year-old boy from Utah, whose team set to play in the World Series, is awake and speaking after undergoing emergency surgery for a head injury he suffered when he fell off the top bunk of a bed. He wasn't playing. He was just in bed.
Out of a bunk bed.
Wow. Name is Easton Oliverson. He pitches and plays outfield for the Snow Canyon team from Santa Clara, Utah. Suffered the head injury when he fell in the dorm in Williamsport. Ever been to Williamsport to the where they play the they have the little league, they have the World Series, they have the it's sort of a park, it's a field. I remember the program I was on Williamsport for quite a long time, and I remember going to visit the station, visiting, driving. It's in the middle of town. It's not out someplace. It's on the side of a hill. In the middle of town.
Oh, wow.
And this is the big thing there every year. This is it. Williamsport on the map because of the Little League World Series. And I used to know the story as to why it was there, but I can't remember it now. Anyway, the World Series officials saying that they had spoken with the family. They were pleased to hear that his medical team remains encouraged by his progress. Okay.
Well, because this was about to be really bad. Doctors were saying he was about 30 minutes away from death, and he slipped into a coma. He went into a coma and everything, and he has just been showing such improvement that nobody thought he was going to be able to, and it's really a miracle. It is absolutely fantastic that he is awake and he is talking, and his emergency surgery so far was a success.
Don't you think that miracles are possible? Think
100%.
About it. There are so many things that happen that could end up in a horror, you know, like the guy, the kid that had the shark eat his leg. The shark could have eaten him. Now, you know, the consequence of being out there, you don't know there's a shark around the shark. Usually sharks stay away from people unless they smell something, right? You know, they don't attack human beings. That's not their rap. But at any rate, there's a danger on every corner. There is. Every time you turn around, you get monkeypox. Okay, that's the latest thing. Let's worry about getting monkeypox. The American public health system seems to be somewhat divided, Jay. The feds say one thing, and a lot of the state governments say another thing.
That sounds accurate.
Yep. Comes to monkeypox. I think that happened actually during COVID too, right? There were a lot of different things that came from, and that was one of the things that this review of the CDC, it's one of the things that they found, was that there were too many cooks and not enough, I don't know, is it politically correct to say Indians anymore? Not enough. What do you say if you don't say Indians? Too many cooks and not enough.
Just too many cooks in the kitchen?
Yeah, maybe. That's a better way of putting it. Yeah, okay. Thank you. You saved me.
That's enough.
That's enough. Anyway, so the CDC analyzing itself, we were talking about this before, but here's a little bit more as I dig around in this. I sort of casually threw it off. Okay, the CDC, I call it the Center for Disease Confusion. It is. And so why do we pay a lot of attention to it? But the more you dig around in this, the more you see how inept they really are. And here we are. There's another big, overcooked government agency, pretty much out of control, because they were someone you thought was credible. So let's go to them. And they hired more people, and they had PR firms, and they're looking into this and looking into that. But they looked into the wrong things. They had very bad communications, as it turns out. Because one person would say one thing, and then another person would say something else, and there's so many layers. That's what we talk about. How many layers of government are there? And so when they got out on the front line, they were stepping all over themselves. Fauci would say one thing, this guy at CDC would say something else, Department of Health, they'd say something else. And so there was no coordinated national response to the mess. And it was a mess. Now, you can say, well, Trump was president, it's his fault. What the hell difference does it make whose fault it is at this point? What are you doing to fix the problem? A lot of them could have been avoided with better preparedness. What do we pay these people for? That's when I become indignant, when you see all the money that they have. They have billions of dollars in their budget, and yet they fumble and bumble, and they're not prepared. What are we paying them for? They have all of the government agencies, other than the Defense Department, they should be the ones that are most prepared for anything that comes down the pike. Oh, we weren't ready for this. Why weren't you ready for it? Fauci sure knew what was going on. He helped with his, there's still an argument whether there's any federal money involved or not, but he knew what was going on in that laboratory. So he didn't tell anybody? No, I guess apparently he didn't because it wasn't good for business, whatever it is. So we have underfunded public health in this country for a long time, and it shows when you come up with something like this. So now, are they overdoing it to compensate for what they didn't do with COVID? Are they compensating it with this monkeypox fiasco that they're trying to scare? Oh, yeah, we have all this. The monkeypox is, the people in San Francisco are getting, and some other places too, getting these shots. But because there's so many gay men that live in San Francisco, I figure that's the first line. All right, is that preparedness? No, it wasn't really preparedness because nobody was really ready for the monkeypox. And so now Johns Hopkins doing a lot of work on this because they have a school of health security and they're looking at this to see if it really is what some in the Biden administration say it could become another pandemic. We have to be prepared. So you want to spend tens of billions of dollars to fund, I don't know whether it's research or prevent. It's education. If you're gay, be careful. I guess that's probably, what else? I mean, that's the headline, isn't it? And
no matter what, be careful.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, so I'm off the monkeypox thing for a moment or two because it's 48 past the hour.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now for Dr. Ken Kronos of Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida, to help us with medical questions that sometimes you submit. Sometimes I find these questions online. Sometimes they are answers to some of the research that Ken does, all here appropriately at the behest of Dr. Ken Kronos, who is one of America's top cardiologists, but he's also just a great inspiration when it comes to your own medical issues. So if you want a good time, call 352-735-1400. Dr. Ken will give you a good time, whether in person or telemedicine. All right. So the business about diet and what happens to your body, there's pretty obvious reasons for you to eat a good diet. I don't think that's a question. I saw something this week which I felt was right up your alley, a report on bananas and how bananas are very good, especially for colon cancers, but also as a limiting point. The more bananas you eat, apparently, the healthier your body is when it comes to certain cancers. So is that true, do you think, of other? We hear about turmeric all the time and how good that is to ward off cancer. It just maybe points to more eating natural foods and don't do processed foods, period, right? Because most of the processed foods cause the cancers that we have.
We know that bananas are a good, healthy source of potassium. In general, it's a good food. It's one of the starchy fruits. And whether it actually protects people from some of these elevated risks of inherited cancers, which I think is what you saw, which was published recently from England, you know, maybe, and I think more study is needed for there. And if you want to eat a banana a day and you have normal kidney function, that's fine.
So bananas aren't good for your kidneys? Maybe?
I'm not sure. Well, we know that bananas and higher potassium fruits and vegetables are good for preventing kidney stones, but there's a difference if you just have actually that your kidneys are not functioning well. You know, we all get a creatinine measured in our routine lab each year, and right. that measures the function. And if you have high creatinine, you want to stay away from high potassium foods because your kidneys are just not working. Having a stone in the circulation in your kidney is a little bit different than the actual kidneys themselves not working properly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a story from a splash park down in Florida somewhere where 21 people have Shigella bacteria. Okay, so I guess the first question is Shigella bacteria something like Salmonella, Listeria, E. coli? Is this something new? I've never heard of Shigella bacteria before. And I wonder, because last week we were talking about Legionnaire's disease showing up someplace. So is that just, I mean, there's so much stuff around, Ken. How do you keep up with, or do you? Can you keep up with all these various viruses and bacterias?
Yeah, Shigella is somewhat similar to Salmonella, but it causes shigellosis, which you've probably heard of, and this causes diarrhea, sometimes bloody diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps, and it's just another bacteria in this group of gastrointestinal products that you can get just from you don't want to hear, you know, I don't want to gross out the whole audience how you get this.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. August is National Breastfeeding Month. Human mothers, well, mammals in general, produce baby milk. Breast milk has always been very important to the health and well-being, right? Have we always breastfed? That's how babies come into the world. That's their natural state to look to nuzzle up and to, whether I'm thinking about my cows on the farm, calves born, drop to the ground, first thing it does is go look for its mother's milk.
Absolutely. Nature has provided a very excellent source of transferring a lot of healthy immune factors. And again, moms should not be feeling overly pressured, because if you can do this, it's a wonderful thing. But there are a subset of mom and child, it just doesn't work, and I don't want to make the moms who can't get this done feel horrible, but if breastfed, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I guess the more people who are breastfed, the less likely there is to be a problem because of all the nutrition that comes from breastfeeding. So there it is, August, National Breastfeeding Month. You're listening to Good Day Health at 59 past the hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.